You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I am your wonderful host, who always does the most, Ethan Smith, Pittsburgh superfan, and welcome back to the podcast. This week we have a lot of content on the way as we are doing a podcast every single day this week. Today we are covering Shaylen Polanco and the international prospects that the Pittsburgh Pirates acquired just a few days ago. We're going to highlight the Wilmer Defoe signing and see what that means for Adam Frazier's future as a Pittsburgh Pirate. We're going to talk about the greatest Pirates games in history that they've played. I mean, that can go from the 1960 Bill Mazeroski World Series against the Yankees or even the 2013 wildcard game against the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to talk about a bunch of things. Are the Pittsburgh Pirates the next team in Pittsburgh to bring a title back to the Steel City? All of that and more this week on Locked On Pirates. And again, as I said today, we are going to be talking about particularly Shaylen Polanco, who at 16 is built pretty well. And you know what else is built pretty well? Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes just like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use our wonderful promo code LOCKEDON. That is LOCKEDON, and you will be getting 20% off of your next order. They sent me a wonderful box just a few days ago. I love the peanut butter cookies and cream and the German chocolate. So try all that out at BuiltBar.com and make sure you use that promo code LOCKEDON. That is LOCKEDON. So today, Junior Vizcaino is back at it again, as he has been with the team since 2017, getting guys like Sergio Campana, Rodolfo Nolasco, Alexander Mojica, and even Poyo Chen. And guess what? Now he's made another great signing in the form of 11th overall international prospect and outfielder Shaylen Polanco. Shaylen Polanco was acquired on the first day of the international signing period by the Pittsburgh Pirates for $2.35 million. It is the second largest bonus ever given, short to Luis Heredia back in 2010 when he got that $2.6 million contract. As of right now, according to Baseball America, Polanco is the 8th best international prospect. So he's going to be number 11 in the MLB pipeline as well. So he's going to... It's a big signing for Ben Cherington, Vizcaino, and the club. The 16-year-old, 16, so I will go ahead and say this. We will probably not see Polanco in a black and yellow uniform for a while. Being 16, he turned 17 pretty soon. Already taller than me, I'm 5'10". He's 6 foot, 170. So obviously he's just going to grow. He reminds me a lot of a certain Polanco that the Pittsburgh Pirates have now in Gregory Polanco, but from videos that I've seen, his swing is a lot more fluid. He's a lot better defender in the center field and left side of the outfield as well. And MLB Pipeline writes, as his ability to make the proper reads and take good routes and his entire defensive package has above average potential at center field. He's a solid to average runner as of now with plus potential and a chance to be a good base stealer in the future. I mean, you're kind of hearing all these good things about him right now. And Polanco, his two strengths as of right now are his fluid swing and his defense. And defense can improve easily. I think he will improve that over the years in the Pirates organization. But as we have seen with changes in the development staff and the farm system staff, how are they going to develop Polanco? How is he going to fit in 3, 4, probably 5 years from now when he's a 21, 22-year-old? Could he be a Juan Soto-esque player at that age? We don't know that yet. But again, when you look at what the Pirates are trying to do as of right now, this is an amazing signing for them. I mean, amazing signing. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, I believe, had the second most, international spending money to use, and they used it very well. I mean, you kind of look at who they went after. They got, I believe, four other catchers. I know they signed 15 guys total. I've been looking at this for most of the day today. We look, and I'm looking right now as I'm talking to you guys, but as we remember, Luis Heredia did not exactly work out. They released him shortly after in 2017, but that was right before or right after Vizcaino was hired. So we don't know. I mean, and you look at Polanco, he's also from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, and his 17th birthday is actually coming up pretty soon. So then you look at the other 15 players that were signed. Rodolfo De La Cruz, right, and they've signed four right-hand pitchers, which we'll get more into that after the break. Jose Garzas of Colombia, Antoine Kelly of Aruba, and outfielder Ruben Vizcaya of Venezuela. So last year, so when we're comparing this year to last year, so far they signed 15 guys. Last year they signed 48 international prospects, and we remember the big guy being the Taiwanese 19-year-old right-hander Poyu Chen. And that class as well includes five guys ranked in the top 100 international prospects. Christopher Cruz, who's ranked just out of the top 50. Javier Rivas, who is ranked 61st. Edry Espanyol, if I butcher some of the names, I'm very sorry. 64th, right-hander Romy Garcia, and left-hander Osaria, ranked 90 and 84. So, I mean, the Pittsburgh Pirates have always been kind of that team to really go after some highly touted prospects outside of the States. Can't really get mad about it. They're making the correct moves that they need to make, and I'm really enjoying it. And I would bet on the Pittsburgh Pirates to really do something really well with it. And that's why you should also be using betonline.ag. I've been using it now for almost a month. Betonline.ag is the only place that has you covered and the only place that we trust here at Locked On Sports. Sign up for your free account at betonline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus, meaning if you put $100 into your sports betting, you will get $50 of free money to use on any of the bets that you would like to use. Can't really beat that. You just can't. And Built Bar, again, is also one of our sponsors as well. We talked about them at the beginning of the podcast. Again, make sure you go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off of your next order. So you could be an existing customer of Built Bar and still get 20% off of your next order. And when we come back, we are going to talk even more about these international prospects, what they mean for the club, and how it's going to build. And we will be right back. Alrighty, guys, and welcome back to Locked On Pirates. I hope you guys are all having a great Martin Luther King Day, having a great Monday as well. And you know what else will make you have a great Monday as well is if you check out Locked On Bets. If you are a sports bettor, Locked On Bets is where you need to go. 2020 is mercifully over. It is time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They are picking collegiate basketball, the NFL playoffs, and national basketball, and the National Basketball Association locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. So, we already kind of highlighted Shaylen Polanco, but we are going to take a minor look at the other non-drafted free agent signings out of the international signing period. We got six right-hand pitchers in Jesus Colode, Darlin Diaz, Jose Garcias, Luigi Hernandez, Antoine Kelly, and Andreas Sierra. Of course, I believe Jose Garzas is actually the highest paid of that group, getting $350,000. And do keep in mind, as I mentioned before, that none of these guys are going to make an immediate impact for Pittsburgh. They're going to be about 4 or 5 years down the line away. And the Pittsburgh Pirates, along with Shaylen Polanco, also picked up Eddie Rodriguez, Rodolfo De La Cruz, and Ruben Vizcaya, as well as Esmerlin Valdez, getting a good number of outfields. And they also decided, hey, let's go get us some shortstops as well, getting Rubel LeBron, Wesley Zapata, and John Zerillo. So the Pittsburgh Pirates, again, with Junior Vizcaino, have made the international signing period really one of their best, like, kind of unique talents. As, I mean, you've seen, again, over the past couple years, they've done very well. We also don't forget Solomon Maguire, the Australian outfielder, who's also in the system right now as well. And you look at some of these guys, and I mean, like, again, it's going to be very interesting to see how these 15 guys develop in the system now with guys like Nick Gonzalez, who's going to be up pretty soon, Travis Swaggerty, Quinn Priester. We love our prospects right now over here at Locked On Pirates. And with an entire new kind of idea going on in the farm system and minor league baseball kind of teetering on where it's at right now, it's going to be very interesting to see how guys like Shaylin Polanco and the rest of the class get an opportunity to really do something. And I'm very excited to see what happens. And, I mean, when we look, take a look again at the Pirates farm system, one of the big things that I saw with the non-drafted free agents was just the idea that, once again, we really did a good job at once again bolstering the pitching staff. I mean, you look at the pitching staff right now, and it just continues to get bolstered in the system. Like Quinn Priester right now is, at the moment, Quinn Priester is the highest ranked at 4. Eddie Yean, who they got in the Josh Bell trade, is at 7. Brennan Malone at 8. Carmen Majinski at 9. Cody Bolton at 12. Jared Jones at 14. Tanaj Thomas, Will Crow, Braxton Ashcraft, Nick Garcia, all rounding that out. Santiago Flores, Luis Oviedo, Jose Soriano, Stephen Jennings, Max Kranick, and Michael Burrows. I mean, pitching makes up almost half of their top 30 in their farm system right now. And some of these guys could be ready pretty soon. Like Quinn Priester in 1 or 2 years is probably going to be ready. Eddie Yean is going to probably be ready soon. Brendan Malone, Carmen Jinsky. All these guys are going to be up there pretty soon. You're probably going to get to see Cody Bolton play a lot this year. Jared Jones is probably the one that you're not going to see for a while. Will Crow could even be a part of the rotation this year. He was a part of the Josh Bell trade. You could be seeing a Braxton Ashcraft sighting pretty soon. Jose Soriano, again, another guy that could be making one. Luis Oviedo, Max Kranick. You could be seeing all of these guys make an impact, and building a farm system on a lot of pitching is a very good idea to have, just because if you can have a really good amount of pitchers and turn some of those guys into quality relief pitchers, you could be in for it. Like, you really could be, like, making an impact immediately, like, with your pitching staff alone. And then you still have guys that are going to be offensive threats like Leover Piguero, Key Brian Hayes, Nick Gonzalez, potentially O'Neill Cruz. Travis Swaggerty could also be one as well. Jared Oliva has a chance to build his stock this year in the outfield. Anthony Alford, who's a fan of the podcast, I believe. Anthony, we still want you on the podcast. So if you're listening, make sure you hit us up, man. We got to get you on here. But I'm really liking what the Pittsburgh Pirates are doing and what Ben Cherington is doing to build this team. I hope you guys do as well. And again, tomorrow on the podcast, we are going to be talking about the Wilmer Defoe signing from the Washington Nationals and what that means for Adam Frazier in his future as a Pittsburgh Pirate. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Pirates. If you're also looking for Steelers offseason news, check out Christopher Carter over at Locked On Steelers. And the Pittsburgh Penguins picked up their first win yesterday against the Washington Capitals. Make sure you check out Locked On Penguins for all of your Pittsburgh sports needs. And you guys, I hope you have a great MLK Day. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you so much.